Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Obviously, want what's best for CB, but just looking at it as, you know, gotta come fill in and do what I gotta do, do my job, play fast, and, you know, just go out there and play as a team. Like, can't dwell on stuff, but you gotta keep going.
Rookie corner Maxwell Hairston, knowing that he might have a bigger role if Benford is out for this one. Officially, Christian Benford is questionable for tomorrow's game against the New England Patriots. I'm sure we might dive into the secondary a little bit here. Why? Because we've got Carl Jones on the West Hur hotline, and Carl might know a thing or two about some quality secondary play.
I don't know about all that. You know, the thing about the old days, they're the old days. But I appreciate you guys bringing me on, fellas. I appreciate it.
Carl, we appreciate you joining us here again. And this time it is about the Bills trying to stay alive for the division crown. For the first time in 5 years, we're saying it a little differently. Well, actually, hang on, I forget 2023. How dare I? So it's not very common, though, that the Bills are fighting upwards to get this AFC East when it comes to this iteration of the Bills. But now, in order to stay alive, they need a win against New England.
Yeah, it's definitely a different spot that they've been in, especially when you consider, if we go back to August 1st, if someone would have told you, oh, the Dolphins somehow put things together in 2025, like, oh, okay, that's the team that the Bills got to compete for. I know that there was a lot of optimism about the Patriots in the offseason, but it wasn't this high. I don't think even the most staunch Patriots supporters would say that Drake May will be top two in the MVP voting and they will be 11-2 heading into the second weekend of December. So it's a different spot, and all kudos to the Patriots for putting the Bills in this position because they play fantastic football this season.
Carl, I know you tweeted it, and I definitely got into the bad vibes after seeing the tweet about Christian Benford in that walking boot. Did you get a glimpse of what that boot looked like? Because, like, some people are saying it's like more of like a walking shoe or something like that. Did you get a glimpse of what the accoutrement that was on Benford's foot?
Let me make this clear. I didn't go to medical school. The extent of my medical school journey is that I'm currently watching The Pit on HBO Max, so that's like my extent of my medical diagnosis.
Very nice.
Having said that, though, he did have like a black walking shoe on. I guess that's the appropriate medical term for it. It wasn't like the big bulky gray boot that you see when someone has like a broken ankle or something of that nature. But it was like, I don't know, when a small medical black shoe, like that has a strap over it or whatever.
All right. But now, with Benford questionable, Carl, of course, the last time these two teams squared off, Stephon Diggs had his way with the Bills' secondary, but the Bills also did not have Maxwell Hairston in that lineup. I would imagine that there's going to be a bigger role for the rookie coming in here against New England, who did carve up the Bills' secondary the last time these two teams met.
Yeah, I mean, if Benford can't go, obviously it's a good thing that Max has been able to get some reps over the last month or so since he's returned to the lineup. And when you think about this Patriots receiving core, obviously it starts with Stephon Diggs, who moves all around the formation. It wouldn't, even if CB were to play, it wasn't going to be like he was going to travel with him 100% of the snaps. The Patriots do a phenomenal job of moving him around. And also, Diggs doesn't play a lot of the snaps either. I think it's somewhere maybe just north of 50%. So it's not like he's the focal point. They're going to funnel the offense through him. They have a good complement of complementary receivers, where like it's a bunch of twos and threes and fours and Mac Hollins and Kayshon Booty and the rookie Kyle Williams. Obviously, you throw Stephon Diggs in there as well. So all of the cornerbacks are going to make sure they're going to have to stay on their P's and Q's, because the one thing that this Patriots team can do really well is they can take shots deep down the field, and do a large part because of the arm of Drake May.
And if they are without Christian Benford this weekend, they will likely have to lean on rookie Maxwell Hairston, who we heard speak to start the segment. What are you looking for to see from him? He's had a bit of an up and down start to his career here after the injury. What do you think he needs to do to just stabilize and kind of give the Bills defense what they need on Sunday?
I think there's two things that I would love to see from Max Hairston this Sunday. The first one is no MAs, no missed assignments. And when the Bills are playing man, make sure that you're playing man. When they're playing zone, make sure that you're staying in your zone and doing your assignment. It's kind of hard to tell from the TV copy, but when you watch it back sometimes, and even speaking with him, you can see, oh, there was a minute detail that's different from what you're playing, from what the rest of the other 10 guys in the field are doing. So I think that's first and foremost. And then secondly, when Max came out of college, his calling card outside of his elite athleticism was that he was a zone corner. He played a ton of zone at Kentucky, and it's kind of translated so far in his NFL career. I mean, all of his big plays have come in zone coverage with eyes back to the quarterback. He struggled to a certain extent in man coverage. I mean, you think of last week against the Bengals, where the touchdown he gave up, he was in man coverage and just got flat out beat. And T. Higgins is a phenomenal receiver, but those are the reps I'm talking about. I would love to see him against receivers who are not named T. Higgins, that how he holds up, whether that is a Kyle Williams, is more of a shifty type that can get down the field, a big boy like a Mac Hollins, a strong receiver like a Kayshon Booty. How does he match up with those different body types? Because I think that can go a long way to seeing how they can use Max Hairston once they get to the postseason.
I wanted to ask you about a guy who I think is not getting the props he deserves for really turning it around after a rough start, and that's Cole Bishop. I think he is really just inserted a lot more stability into that deep secondary. What have you seen from him that has really shifted his game into a positive direction?
He's added stuff to his tool belt, quite frankly, that no one would have known unless you were his mother or his father or his family. Cole Bishop's calling card out of Utah was that he was really good near the line of scrimmage, where he was a good tackler. He could match up against tight ends, and that's where you could project him to the NFL. And the last month and a half or so, he's looked super calm and confident in the deep middle. I mean, you think about the interception that Max Hairston got against the Chiefs. Bishop would have picked that off if Max wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, where he does get a deep interception over the middle, I believe that was against the Dolphins on the first drive of the game. Like, oh, okay, he has a lot more oomph to him, where this is going to be a well-rounded safety, where you can put him anywhere on the field. I'm not comparing him to Jordan Porter or prime Micah Hyde, but what made those guys such a unique tandem is that you felt comfortable and confident if Jordan Porter was in the box or if Micah Hyde was in the box, and then vice versa, one has to play the deep or even man coverage. And Cole Bishop has kind of tapped into that of recently, and you used the right word. It stabilized things in the back end where they don't have to specialize them. Where it's like, hey, we only feel comfortable with Cole doing this one thing. It's a huge sophomore jump from him, and I think he's still got a couple more levels he can get to.
And speaking on the stabilizing of the secondary there, like we mentioned Cole Bishop there. Owen was right to point that out. But I do think it has improved, oddly enough, with Poyer on this field. And I do think that it has gotten better. I don't want to necessarily slam a player that got hurt to be removed from the lineup, but it does look like it's been better since Taylor Rapp has been out of the lineup and Poyer has had to come in.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that for sure. I mean, we have a veteran like Poyer who has seen literally every single trick in the book from offenses. I think that has a lot to do with it. I'll say this also about, like, Cole Bishop's growth. He didn't play much as a rookie, and he didn't get a lot of live bullets out there. So there was going to be a natural progression from his game, no matter who was next to him. I don't want to, like, you weren't implying this, but I don't want to poo-poo on Taylor Rapp's parade and saying he was the one holding Cole Bishop back. Like, respectfully, I don't think Taylor Rapp is the reason why Cole Bishop can all of a sudden play the middle, deep middle, like he's an all-pro. Like, I think that's where I push back when other people make that. But, yeah, I mean, you have someone like Jordan Poyer next to you who can say, like, hey, Rook, or you know, in this case, they're like, hey, Young Buck, like, when they get this 3-by-1 look and they motion across, be ready for this. I think that helps out a lot when you're playing next to Jordan Poyer.
Now, working our way down back to the closer to the line, let's talk a little bit about the Shaq Thompson-Terrell Bernard situation. This defense has really looked to, stabilized with the insertion of Shaq Thompson, especially on the run D. What have you seen on that side that really looks like Thompson just infuses a level of physicality, gap filling that the Bills seem to really have missed when Bernard's been out there?
Controlled violence. That's the way that Shaq Thompson plays out there. And this isn't to take anything away from TB, who has been banged up basically all season. He battled a hamstring injury during camp, and who knows if and when that healed up. And then he got an ankle injury against the Falcons, and he's never been 100%, quite frankly, this entire season. But what Shaq Thompson has provided is someone who is physical and violent in the middle of that defense, which they've sorely needed, especially when you think about all the moving parts up front, and they aren't getting consistent push and lane integrity in front of them from the defensive line. And Matt Milano's in and out of the lineup. We're talking about the moving parts back there in the secondary. When you have someone in the middle of that defense who is just going to be a bull in a china shop and just hit anything that walks and talks, it's infectious and it bleeds to the rest of the defense. There are a couple reps over the last two games where Shaq Thompson didn't make the tackle, but I swear he hit someone so hard that it, like, gave someone up and shivered the rest of the team. Like, whoa, hold on. I just heard something loud behind me. I don't know what that was. And then you go back and watch the film. Oh, it's Shaq Thompson just putting his face mask right underneath the guard's chin. And that bleeds over to the rest of the defense. So I don't think it's a coincidence that the run defense has been much more stout with 54 in the lineup.
Yeah, Thompson has been, he was one of my favorite additions over the offseason as well, saying like, oh my God, they got Shaq Thompson. If he can at least do something to contribute here, that's a really great depth addition. And now it's not just depth, Carl. It is that he is kind of looking like a guy that you want to make sure you keep around into the next season.
Oh, yeah. I think that they have some interesting decisions to make this offseason. They poured so many resources into their defense, but you can make an argument that heading into next year, they could use 3, maybe 4 starters ending in the next year, whether that is a safety opposite of Cole Bishop for the future, whether that is a Mike backer if you want to move Terrell Bernard over to the will, or just a backer next to Terrell Bernard going forward, a defensive end. Joey Bosa's on a 1-year deal. I imagine you didn't want Michael Hoyt to be a full-time player. And then what do they do at nickel? So it's fascinating. They pour so many resources into the defense this offseason, and they may have to pour a little bit more again heading into 2026.
I heard a certain board that is sitting right behind me scream out in agony to that. But you mentioned Bosa, Carl, and the wide receiver board, it's staring at the back of my head. Like, I could feel it in my soul. So you mentioned Bosa, though, Carl. I am very optimistic about the fact that he's healthy again. He's good to go. He's off the injury report. The Bills have had their struggles outside of getting the occasional splash play from Bosa or even Epinesa, if I'm reaching right now. They are doing as much as they can with these injuries, but it's going to be nice to have Bosa back in this lineup to also help out with the pass coverage if you can put some pressure on.
Sean McDermott says it to us every single week. You have to marry the rush and the coverage portion of the defense. And it's true. Even though it gets annoying sometimes when you hear, you're like, oh, my gosh, like, yeah, whatever. It is true. You can't do one without the other unless you have something overwhelming like they got down there in Houston. But I think also what needs to be said is that Bosa was playing through a pretty bad wrist injury over the last month or so. So even if someone were to say, oh, well, the pass rush wasn't good even when Bosa was in the lineup in the month of November, he was also dealing with a wrist injury, which only allowed him to rush from the left side of the defense, if anyone ever paid attention to that. So, yeah, a healthy Bosa, as long as that wrist is much better. You know, I don't know his how many snaps he's going to play with the hamstring, but he was a full participant on Friday. He's going to be a huge addition to a Bills defense that is going to have to get after Drake May. And Drake May takes a lot of sacks. He's a phenomenal player, and he deserves all the flowers he's getting. But one thing that he hasn't quite figured out yet is how to get rid of the football and maybe not take sacks. Bosa will go a long way to making sure that he takes a few more on Sunday.
Carl, it's good that you mentioned that because they did get 4 sacks on Drake May, but they totaled 6 yards. So there might be need to be a little bit more finish from the Bills' pass rush here if they're going to try to bother the Patriots' offense.
Yeah, it's funny. Drake May like leads the league in like the sack yards allowed per like sack. It's the weirdest stat ever. He somehow finds a way like step up in the pocket to where it's 2nd and 11 and not 2nd and 19 like it is for most quarterbacks.
So we're talking about all these injuries, all these moving pieces on the defense, and how much credit does Sean McDermott deserve for just piecing this together all year long? Guys coming in and out, Winston Milano, Rapp. I mean, the D-line is decimated. I'm just curious how much impact you think McDermott himself has had on these players and just getting them all coached up and ready to execute what they want to do every week.
Oh, he deserves most of the credit for that. I know as someone who played defensively and when you have a lot of banged up body parts on that side of the ball, it's tough communication-wise. And when we think about all of the zone coverage that the Bills play, that is a lot of talking that you have to do with someone, especially if you've never played next to them. Like, if you just think for a second, like, Matt Milano has played so many minutes and snaps next to Terrell Bernard for the past couple of years. Well, now he has to communicate with Shaq Thompson with all these different snaps. Oh, Dorian Williams is right there. Oh, by the way, when Javon Solomon's out there or Morgan Fox is out there, like, hey, guys, we got to check to this. It is so difficult to get everyone on the same accord defensively, and that goes back to the head coach and the coaching staff to making sure that everyone is on the same accord because it's not easy. Like, all it takes is one player to mess up defensively and strike up the band. That's the one thing that I think is beautiful about defensive football. We all have to do the same job. Regardless if it's the right or wrong call, we have to do it together because if one of us messes it up, we all look bad on film.
Carl Jones, WIVB, joining us here on the Westher Hotline. Shift over to the offense real quick, Carl, and I do have to ask you about the madness of college football at the end of this, but shifting over to the offense first, it does look like there might be a little bit of a weather being there in Foxborough, a little bit of the snow, but it does look like it could fall into the Bills' favor because New England has not been as stout running the football or against running the football when it comes to defending it. Because of the injury to Milton Williams, he's going to be out for this game. He's still on injured reserve.
Yeah, I think the same game plan they used last week against the Bengals, and trust me, I know the Bengals defense is literally historically awful, so I'm going to put them in their own bucket of bad. Having said that, when you talk about attacking a team via your running backs and tight ends, I think that's the same formula they're going to have to use this weekend. The best part about this Patriots defense are their cornerbacks. You didn't need me to tell you that. Christian Gonzalez is, for my money, a top 3 cornerback in football, and Carlton Davis is one of the best CB2s in football. The real Bills don't have the best receivers, so let's just avoid those guys at all costs. I think that when you talk about running the ball downhill with James Cook being real physical, and then when you get the tight ends involved off play action, whether that is a Dalton Kincaid, a Dawson Knox, a Jackson Hawes, I think that is their best path to victory when you consider the Patriots personnel on the other side of the ball.
All right, Carl, I got to ask you about the madness of college football.
Because you've been in
a locker room, you've been the D1 athlete, so I need to know your perspective on this sort of thing. 10 teams skipping out on bowl games, obviously most notably Notre Dame, but what is it like, though, like the perspective of a player in that sort of a decision that's made? I'm hoping these schools all consulted the locker rooms to make sure of this and were in agreement of it, but you know, those last games for a college football athlete and the perspective, what might be going through their minds here knowing that, oh, I just played my last game and it's over just like that?
I'm going to preface this by saying I'm not a Notre Dame fan, so anything I say may come off as biased. But I am not a fan of what they did for the sole purpose of those seniors. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of time when we, on the outside looking in, we say, oh, the opt-outs. We talk about Jeremiah Love or any other NFL caliber player they have on their roster. Well, yeah, they're not going to have their full complement of players. But college football is also about the players who will never put on a helmet ever again. And there are more players on that Notre Dame team than Jeremiah Love's. And I think that you're doing a disservice to those guys who they didn't know when they played Stanford on 2 days after Thanksgiving that would be the last time they would strap it up. They had no idea. They just figured they would get at least one more chance to run out that tunnel with their brothers and for Marcus Freeman, the AD, and anyone else involved with that decision to take that away from them, I think hurts because I remember my last time playing. I knew it. It was emotional. The entire week, I was an emotional wreck because I knew that this was possibly the last time I would ever run out that tunnel and go hit someone legally and not go to jail for it. I think that is so cool, and for them to strip that away from them sucks, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's really, and it's not just Notre Dame on this. Like, there's 9 other teams that did this, some of them with coaching changes, some of them 5-7 Rutgers just said no thanks for some reason. And I'm like, and I'm biased too. I'm with you on this, Carl. So I was interested to see where you were going to go with the Notre Dame slant on that. I'm not a Notre Dame supporter. As a matter of fact, I'm a fan of a rival with Purdue, and I know I'm never going to get the satisfaction of getting that rivalry ever again. But there's 9 other teams that do this too. And I really, like, that's the first group of people that I thought of, was those seniors that would never be able to hit another person legally, as you said. That's a great line, though.
No, that's what my coach told us before we ran out of that tunnel. He goes, hey, for you guys who aren't going to play in the league, I just want to let you know, for these last 60 minutes are the last time you'll be able to hit someone and not go to jail. I said, woof, okay, let me not take that for granted.
But that, I just love that, because it's also the perspective of, like, football is that, it's that physical sport. It is that thing. And on defense, you pride yourself on making those plays, having that physicality. And I had to ask you, though, about that, because of the fact that you have the unique perspective, and picking your brain on that was something to me, because the chaos of college football this year has been this, that, and the other, with coaches leaving and the college football playoff, and then the bowls that are skipped out of it. It was something that I had to pick your brain on that one, though, Carl.
No, I mean, college football, that's what makes it so great, though. You don't know what you're going to get. I mean, I'm not going to speak on the Michigan situation, but yep. Who thought that was going to happen 3 days ago?
So, right.
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on in the college football space.
All right, Carl, we appreciate having you on here. Let the fine people know, if they've been under a rock, where to find you, how to find your work. But we appreciate everything joining us here and everything that you do over on WIVB.
Yeah, much love to you guys. I'm a sports reporter at Channel 4, for those who don't know. So tomorrow, 11 a.m., be on Channel 4 for Bills Kickoff Live. You can find me, Josh Reed, Fab Brown, Perino, Sal, all of us getting ready for the game. And then for my personal work, Jones11_ on X. I do a lot of defensive back breakdowns and stuff of that nature. If you want to know what Christian Benford or Trey or Max are thinking, come holla at me. If you want to know what Deion Dawkins is doing, I'm the wrong guy, because I couldn't tell you duo from power or zone or nothing like that. But defensive back work, I got you.
Carl, I appreciate it. And hey, we'll be talking soon, though. I'm hoping that we have plenty more football, not just through December, but into January with the postseason.
Amen to that, my brother. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. Carl Jones there on the West Hurrah Hotline, WIVB here in Buffalo, Channel 4. As he mentioned, he's going to be on Buffalo Kickoff Live at 11 a.m. on the telly. So you can listen to us. You can watch Carl. You can do it all. You can have it all.
All the Bills content possible.
Have it all. So, like Thanos, collect the Bills content, yes, on your game days. And but it was good that Carl had the perspective, though, of the senior that doesn't get that chance to play further along into a football career, because, like, you know, you with hockey and how it did end with you with the concussions, right, looking at the T. Higgins thing, but having your perspective to be able to bring into that, or Carl knowing that this is the last time I'm going to be able to bring some physicality to another stranger and right, and not have a consequence for it.
Yeah.
Like, these are the perspectives that it's good to find and good to talk to about, because, you know, we don't know. There's a lot of things that we don't know in this world, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I do, but if I have a chance to bring in a perspective of someone that has some different scope or a unique scope within the sports world that I cannot reach, I mean, I think that's a great idea to bring to everyone.
Always, yeah. I'm super always happy to talk to Carl. That was great. And yeah, like you said, just alternate perspectives, different viewpoints. All just good information to have, right?
So, that and college football did indeed turn into a tire fire in the month of December.
Right.
And knowing Carl knows college ball, on the unique perspective of, he was a D1 athlete for football at Syracuse. I have to ask somebody in the sphere that was in the sphere, what does he think about this?
Right. How does it happen?
What are the thoughts? And
right,
as I expected, nothing but aces on the answers that I got from Carl there. 803-0550. It's your turn now, everybody. We're free up for the rest of the day. So, you've got something on Bills Patriots? Let's hear it. If you're just worried about oh dear God, we can't let Boston get this arrogant again. I feel you.
Yeah.
Let it out. Anything that you have on this game, Sabres as well, they're closing out the road trip tomorrow night in Seattle. Whatever's on the docket, we'll get to it here. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Drive safe out there if you're on the roads as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Patriots have done a good job this year of playing football the right way. You know, they got that new coach and they're booming, so we and respect it, and we know the energy that is involved, and you know, we just got to just focus on us, keep winning practices, keep winning, you know, bonding sessions, and go out there and play for one another and continue to leave it all on the field. Play like 17.
Bills left tackle Deion Dawkins.
Bills, I love when he talks.
He's so fun to listen to. He really is. From the insights to getting silly, everything, he's a delight.
He might be my favorite Bill, like maybe ever. Josh is tough to beat, and I loved Diggs.
Yes.
But Deion is awesome. I think he is super, super interesting to listen to talk. He's funny. He's personable. He's awesome at football. He's the best.
He's insightful. He's funny. He is whatever he wants to be in the moment. And that I think is the best thing, is that he's also genuine.
Yes.
Authentic. You are getting whatever you're going to get with him, and it's going to be a great time.
Absolutely.
That's the other thing, is Deion Dawkins, the authenticity that you see from him on a week-to-week basis. This is Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker here with all of you. Carl Jones was fantastic there in that last segment. Matt Schauff in the last hour. It's your turn here at 803-0550. The number to call, Bills Patriots. How's it making you feel? What's going on? What's the vibes? There's always the old meme of how Belichick looked like Emperor Palpatine. Let the hate flow through you. Let's go. It's time to get nasty with it. But we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Rick in Denver. Rick, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, boys. Yeah, a couple people on the hot seat. First of all, you know, the one thing that bothers me is the fact that McDermott is tied to Bean. It's almost as if, you know, Bean's incompetence has actually put McDermott in this position where he has done an exceptional job in coaching with a very, you know, with lack of talent, especially at the wide receiver position. But it's tough to separate the two. And I hope at the end of the year, if we don't get where we need to be this year, you know, Bean's the one that's butts in the hot seat and not McDermott. The other one is Brady. Right now, this game is an ultimatum. All right, what he does offensively in this game in order to, you know, bring this team to a victory and get some creativity in this offense other than running tunnel screens every time somebody blitzes is going to determine where his future is going to be. My hope is that we don't see him next year, but I hope at least he's got enough creativity in his mind to be able to beat the Patriots and come up with a game plan that's going to work. But once again, I mean, Bean and Brady are my two booty cheek hot seat candidates.
There we go. Rick, first of all, thanks for the call. Second of all, I love that my disease is spreading.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with the caller, I don't think, anymore about McDermott and Bean and them being attached at the hip. And there's this perception of those two guys that everything's kind of overlorded by McDermott. And I don't think that that's the reality of the situation, roster-wise.
As a matter of fact, this is the year that it really has proven that to be a false narrative of sorts. Right. It is not the truth. It is actually coming out now that this is, as a matter of fact, based on words that have been said through various press conferences throughout the year, Sean doesn't want this kind of smoke. This is not what he wants, as a matter of fact.
I think you've seen a little bit of posturing from both guys at times about, you know, maybe I'm not the happiest with what's going on here, too. Maybe a little bit of what we see with Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams recently.
Right.
Right? Where the coach is like, I'm not getting what I need right now. I need more. Yeah. And I think that McDermott is more than valid in expressing that and feeling that for sure. Because the defense got invested in so heavily this offseason, and I know the injuries have been the major issue there. But your second-round pick, T.J. Sanders, is playing out of position. I understand that, but he was not effective at his natural position when he was there, right? You've had a real struggle on the defensive line to find anything of significance. And I know Oliver's hurt, and that is sort of all-encompassing there. That those injuries to all of these guys absolutely matter. But you cannot use that as your excuse. And I think McDermott has pieced together a great, great – he's done a really good job to get results out of a unit that probably doesn't get the results it's getting without him in place the way he has been.
Yeah, it is interesting how this season is really becoming the fallacy to the, oh, this is everything McDermott wanted. Like him saying after the Atlanta game, my concerns are your concerns about the passing game.
Right.
And, you know, like,
I love this roster.
Yeah, like not saying directly that it's a championship contender.
Right.
And he says it supporting his players without answering the question in the affirmative. So he doesn't necessarily disagree, but he is not openly agreeing either. And it really turns into this posturing of sorts, like you said, to where, yeah, it is becoming abundantly clear just from the press conferences this year. It does seem like the two of them are butting heads. There's not this.
The Slay stuff, you got to ask Brandt. Like,
yeah.
It's all, there's tension there,
there's some,
I think.
There's disagreements happening.
Yeah.
And whether they're able to survive those things is going to be, you know, future us to find out, react to, everything like that. But, yeah, it's not – does it devolve into a power struggle? We don't know. Does it end up getting mended and they're back into lockstep like it seemed like they were in the beginning? Maybe. We're just going to have to find these things out and react with them together. But it is interesting that Bean gets, you know, the brunt of that call from Rick there. Because the man went out and bought the paint for the target that's on his back this year.
Right.
And that's what happens when you do go off on a little bit of a victory tour, to say, a little bit. And that's not me being vindictive. It was great content for us. Your day was so busy that day.
Yes, it was.
But it the station kind of benefited a little bit from that. And if it's your opinion, you want to come in that hot, that's fine.
But you have to deal with the fact that that's cranking the temperature on himself. And that's what's happened here.
For me, it's just don't go talking to everybody else about it. Right. If you wanted to have that as a one moment thing, like in a vacuum, fine, whatever. For me, it's you bought the paint from your local store and it's red.
Yeah, I mean, he painted a target on the ground and did a backflop on it.
Just stand, effectively backed him into standing into this target. And just,
right.
I don't necessarily think that it's going to be something that we see any sort of immediate reaction to. But we are going to find all of this out together. Keep going to the phones here. We'll go to Reed. Reed out in Texas. Reed, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Good morning, boys. All right. This is going to sound crazy, and I need help.
Let's go.
I had a work event that I had to plan last weekend, and I could have planned it at any time on Sunday. And for God knows what reason, I think my subconscious led me to plan it at 3:30. Okay,
ouch.
I missed the entire Bills. I missed the entire Bills game last weekend on purpose, and I need help. Okay, I am 26 years old. I've lived through so many eras at this point. We've done Lossman, we've done Manuel. I've stuck by them. I downloaded sketchy websites in Kuwait to be able to watch this team and probably lost personal information doing it when I was in the Army. And for some reason, I cannot bring myself to watch these games, this game specifically, at 3:30 last weekend. I'm concerned with where I'm at with this team. I love this team. I don't even think it's an indictment on the team. My previous viewership experiences in person with this team were this year in Atlanta, last year in Houston, and then the 2020 game against Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, man.
So I have this horrible psychological feeling that this team is going to let me down, and I'm pretty sure my subconscious is protecting me from this team, and I hate it, and I want it to stop. Anyone there with me?
Reed, first of all, I'm going to keep you on the line on this one, because this is something I love to do is try to help people with this sort of thing. Like, we are a community. That's what this is. It's why we watch sports together. First of all, also, got to mention, thank you for your service. But it is something that, at the end of the day, Reed, we do, I think, have to acknowledge that there's only one happy ending out of 32 for a team in the National Football League, sometimes two if you're tanking.
Right.
But ultimately, we do have to be ready for that shoe to drop that they might lose in some painstaking fashion. But don't ever blame yourself for, the games that you were in attendance for were just some of the most unmitigated disasters of this era. But I'll just try to keep it real with you that, you stick through it and the emotional hedges are going to be there. The protections have to be there. But, whether it is victory or if it is defeat, we're here for you. And I hope that those words really do resonate with you.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah,
and thanks for the call, Reed.
You're certainly not alone.
You're not
in
alone
feeling that
at
way.
All in that. And that's what this is. This is community. This is that bleep that I live for right here. Honestly, I appreciate you being real and vulnerable about that, because that's what we're here for at the end of the day. Sometimes it is our job at this station right here to pull up the proverbial couch and say, hey, sit down.
I got
the notepad. Let it out.
Yep.
That's what we're here for sometimes. And a couple of the best to do it are Chris or Howard or Jeremy. They're some of the best at allowing you to be real, to be vulnerable, to let it all out there, and they will be there with you just as vulnerable, just as emotional, and let your catharsis out with them.
Yep.
And it's something that I really love doing. It's something that I really love connecting to, is because why do we do this? Why do we do this as a job right now, but why do we get into this?
Because we love it, and
we love
the games, and we love feeling how you feel.
And that is exactly what it is. Why do we get into fandom? It is supposedly it's supposed to be fun. It is supposed to be for our entertainment. So, yeah, there are going to be some emotional hedges sometimes, but that's what we're here for.
That's what makes it great when they win. And you cannot feel great when they win if you don't feel scared before they play.
Yes. Have that fear. Like that, it's always going to be there. Hell, I sometimes jinx things. I picked the Bengals last week strictly to try to jinx it. Like, I know what I am. I know the powers that may be. I also know that nothing that I say has an effect on the football field. It is speculation, projection, reaction. That's what we do here. Nothing that I say ultimately matters at the end of the day. But if it can make somebody feel better, if it can make someone get a little bit of the catharsis out, if it can just let us all connect on something, just talking about it, then I will say, then my words did have something to do with it.
Right.
It's just not on the field.
Yeah.
So thank you for that call, Reed. That was awesome. I love doing that sort of thing. So, you know, like if you got to be real about it, you got to be real about it. And trust me, this season has been different.
For sure. It's been a very exciting sort of up and down, emotionally tiresome, but also rewarding in a lot of ways. So it's great. That's why we do it.
All right. We'll take another call here before we get to the break. Pat, welcome into the Sports Talk Saturday. I have been working too many shows this week. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
I just want to hit on a couple of really quick things. I just want to say I could maybe see this season turning, like, in the positive way. And just listening to you before, it just seemed like you guys were getting mired in the negativity about whose fault is all this. And I get it. I get it. I was negative before these two games. But I could see this turning, those two interceptions, Josh's run. You know, back, you're probably, I'm way older than you, I'm sure, but back in, I want to say it was in the 80s, the Giants, they were playing the 49ers, and Mark Bavaro dragged, like, a bunch of people on his back, and everybody was like, that's it, that was a turning point in the season. So, you know, hey, I got to just, like, hope that we can stick with the good vibes. If we went up and beat New England, then I wouldn't feel as bad about losing the division, you know what I mean? But if we get swept by New England, that isn't good, you know? Then I think that, you know, hopefully we can pound them in the playoffs. And just one other thing I want to say. You know, Burrow was on the TV, boo-hoo. After that that DeMar Hamlin game, when we lost them in the playoffs, I'm going to tell you, they came in, they were like, ha ha, Buffalo, we beat you in the snow, doing the snow angels and everything. So that felt kind of good, that win.
Yeah, no, that definitely felt good, Pat, also because they haven't been able to beat this iteration of the Bengals.
Right.
So that probably is also another way that it feels good, too. And yeah, especially after the call that we just took, too, like maybe there is a turning point in a season. We try to find out what that moment is.
Yeah.
And it could be a Benford plucking a football out of the air on a corner blitz that was just so well called and well timed.
Yeah. And I mean, I mentioned it earlier. I think this is a huge game, both for the Bills and the Patriots, obviously in the standings, but I think emotionally for both teams, this is big. If the Bills can go in there and stomp them out a little bit, end their winning streak, really kind of, can you get the Patriots to hear the footsteps behind them of the five-time division champs? Like, we're going to try and chase you down here and see if you slip up.
And as the caller mentions, too, of like, even if we don't win the division, it makes me feel better that you didn't get swept by them.
100%.
Make them sweat a little bit. You know, let them know that Buffalo's
keep
still
them,
in the rearview mirror.
Keep them playing for the rest of the year. Like, they win this game, they clinch the division, they can rest guys and get some faux bye weeks. And you know, there's a lot of tendrils to this game's result that will really, you know, dictate what the rest of the year looks like.
803-0550 is the number to call. Steve, you're both there. Hang in there. We'll get to you on the other side of the break here on Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not to be that guy, but how do I start a segment with that music?
It's okay. I'm getting down with it.
I get.
No, I was wrong. I can almost always guess a melody as it's going, even if I haven't heard it before. I was almost there on that.
I'm that guy, the over hater of one Nickelback. I'm that person. It is tough because like it's not all terrible. But my mind has just chosen to reject it at this point. I have my reasons. Anyway, this is Sports Talk Saturday.
We all hate things for no reason.
We all hate things for no reason. They're not at the Titans level, okay? How's that?
Nothing is the Titans.
Nothing is my Titans hatred level, which is unexplainable to this day. Welcome back into Sports Talk Saturday. Wrapping up hour number two here. Having some fun talking with all of you, and we're going to keep doing that right now. We've got two Steves on hold. We go to two Steves. We go to Steve in Texas first. Steve, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
What I got is, I think it's been a long time since this Bills team has blown the doors off somebody that's a good team. And I think we're there. I think New England is young. I think Drake May has not had this kind of pressure in his NFL career yet. And I don't know what it is. I just got a feeling that this, you know, this is a completely different roster every 4 weeks, regardless, just because of all the injuries and everything we're going. But I think this Bills team is hitting their stride, and I think things are lining up. And I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but I think the Patriots are way overdue to come back down to earth, and I think the Bills are way overdue to fire on all cylinders on both sides and just rip through somebody. So that's what I'm feeling for this game.
All right. Love that, Steve. Appreciate it. And, yeah, like, ready? He mentions it's been a while since they went start to finish dominating even a good team. Carolina might be good.
Yeah, that was Andy Dalton, Carolina.
It was. But even then, like, if Carolina might be good, it still applies because that was 7 weeks ago.
Right. That's true.
So I will still allow it. It's been a while.
I think that I am feeling about this game like I think it's going to be trouncing. I think the Bills are going to destroy them.
I appreciate the optimism there, that level of optimism from both you and the caller there. I think they could like have that kind of controlling win. I also don't care how it's done.
I don't care.
I don't expect it to be easy. As a matter of fact, this season has shown something where, yeah, it's not supposed to be this easy. These the majority of these last 5 years, it's been too easy, as a matter of fact, to win the division. It's ugly. It's supposed to be kind of stupid. It's supposed to drive fans insane and have them calling, questioning what they should be doing.
Right.
It's always supposed to be like that, actually. Like, it's fandom fanatics. Like, that's what fan is short for. Like, we all are kind of at some sort of requisite levels of crazy stacking, depending on how everyone is. I'm not going to be the judge. I mean, I have a segment called the Booty Cheek of the Week. I'm thinking I might be up there on the level of the crazy scale. Like, I also remember, it's not supposed to be this easy, and it's more or less that I've been humbled to be reminded of that
right. This
time around. From one Steve to another, we go to Steve in Columbus. Steve, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, guys. I appreciate your talk today. And it's something that came up, I think, during the Steelers game, the pregame. Jeremy was on, and I think he was on with Nate, maybe. He was talking about the whole Bean McDermott discussion, and there's something they brought up that I think I wanted to bring back. I think they both started in the same lockstep, for lack of a better term, at the start of this path. But I think Bean has always brought in players that the position coaches, the coordinators have wanted. And if you think about it, they start with a run game, then they got Daboll. What did Daboll want? He wanted separators. That's what he brought in. Then they went to Dorsey. Then they went to Brady, who are just inexperienced coaches and probably not creative enough and wanted to go with their style. And that's what he brought in, which is why we have the offense we have today. I think on the defensive side, Bean should get credit. When you find a guy who starts his rookie year as a fourth or fifth or sixth round pick, that's because he's a find. These coaches don't develop guys. If you think about it, you know, AJ Epenesa, second round pick, should be decent, goes out on the free market, can't get a whiff, and we bring him back. If they're good coaches on defense, they'll develop those guys.
Well, how about Cole Bishop?
He's coming along. He's a good find. He was hurt, and now that he's on there, there's a number of guys. Bedford, sixth round pick. You know,
right. That
guy picked up the system right away. He didn't get coached into it. He picked it up right away. And that's what I mean. Milano, same way, picked up the system right away. And that when it takes McDermott having to get his hands deep into the defense, like he's doing now, not at the beginning of the year, to really have an impact.
Right.
And I think Bean is getting pissed because he brings in guys he doesn't see him develop. And the two examples from a couple weeks ago was Puna Ford, Tim Settle. Those guys were good, should have been kept, should have developed or progressed or done something. They were let go. They're having really good season somewhere else. So I think Bean is pissed about that, but I think McDermott is pissed that he's brought in Hoyt and Ogundobi and then had to essentially blow two draft picks on defensive players knowing these two guys weren't going to be available. So I think Bean is kind of right in the sense that he's trying to bring in the players that they want, but you don't have coaches that are good enough to elevate these guys. When he has to bring back Jordan Poyer to help stabilize the defense, you know he's coaching on the field. He knows what's going on. Rapp hasn't picked it up, you know, and that's obviously been a benefit.
Steve, so, just real quick, we're up against the clock. Just wrap it up real quick here for us, please.
I mean, I just think that, you know, they're going to be stuck until McDermott brings in a strong, smart offensive coordinator. And that's what it's going to take. And Bean will get that guy the talent he wants.
All right, Steve. Sorry I had to push you along here, but we're just up against the clock. That's all. Sorry about that. But thanks for the call. You know what, though? I think, though, I'm going to make this a little trickier. We'll dive more into that on the other side of this break here. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker here with you. Thanks for being with us on a Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.